Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu departed for a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania, and Malawi today morning. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 during India's presidency. During the three-day visit in Algeria, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the President of the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria and other major leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the completion of 3 years of the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, stating that the initiative has emerged as a transformative in revolutionizing India's infrastructure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Gati Shakti has significantly enhanced multimodal connectivity, driving faster and more efficient development across sectors. He added that the seamless integration of various stakeholders has led to boosting logistics, reducing delays, and creating new opportunities for several people. The Prime Minister also said that with Gati Shakti, the country is adding speed to fulfill the vision of Viksit Bharat, and it will encourage progress, entrepreneurship and innovation. In line with India's commitment to eradicate tuberculosis by 2025 and inspiring the people of the state, the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has adopted two TB patients, each from Kamle and Upper Subansiri districts, as part of the Nikshay Mitra initiative under the Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. The governor appealed to the people, specially elected representatives, community leaders, NGOs, self-help groups, business houses and generous individuals to step forward and become Nikshay Mitras. He added that while TB treatment in India is largely provided free of cost through government health services, Nikshay Mitras play a crucial role in filling gaps related to nutrition and patient support, ensuring comprehensive care for those affected. The governor stressed the importance of a community-based approach to raise awareness and reduce the stigma surrounding the disease. He said that the Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's initiative is helping TB patients recover more quickly and also contributing to public health by preventing the spread of the disease through community involvement and support. Arunachal Pradesh Union of Working Journalists organized a solidarity vigil in support of Palestinian journalists and media workers killed by Israel at Arunachal Press Club yesterday. The members of the APUWJ gathered to express global vigil, grief and stand in solidarity with the fallen comrades of Palestine. APUWJ, joined with its affiliate International Federation of Journalists and Indian Journalist Union, in solidarity with the Palestinian journalist, has urged Israel to stop killing journalists. Earlier, on October 10th last, the International Federation of Journalists had called on its affiliates across the world to organize solidarity actions to support Palestinian journalists wherever possible, so that journalism in Gaza lives and survives. The regional news unit of Akashvani Itanagar seeks application from eligible candidates for engagement as part-time correspondents, one from each district. The last date of submission of application is 8th November this year. Interested candidates may visit vacancies on www.newsonair.gov.in. UNICEF has said that Indian suppliers are the third largest provider of organizations' health and ration support to children globally. Indian businesses have supplied goods and services worth nearly $6 billion to UNICEF for its global work. UNICEF's Supply Division Director, Leila Pakala, who was on her first official visit to India, said that Indian suppliers of life-saving goods and services for children are key to UNICEF's work for children globally. The International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction is being observed across the globe today. The day aims to raise awareness and promote a culture of disaster reduction and risk awareness around the world. The theme for this year is Empowering Next Generation for a Resilient Future. This theme highlights the role of education in protecting and empowering youth for a disaster-free future. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.